I'd like to make a comment here. There is a problem when people talk about a species or a population behaving as if it's trying to keep the population going. This is the well-known fallacy in evolutionary theory of group selection. The idea is, or the idea of group selection would be that those groups that are best at preventing themselves from going extinct are the groups that we still see around. So the world becomes filled with those groups that are good at surviving. The problem with it, of course, is that within a group, an individual that takes steps to breed faster itself, an individual kakapo that did not knuckle under to this general agreement to breed slowly for the good of the whole population, to prevent the population going extinct, that individual would have more children, therefore genes for going against the common weal would spread faster, and so you would simply lose the tendency for the group-selected adaptation to spread. So biologists have got very used to jumping up and down with excitement whenever they hear anybody saying something like that, which is remarkably common. People do say it a great deal, because it's extremely tempting to think that selection would work at the level of the group, that somehow extinction is such a terrible thing, because we think it would be for our own species and we think it is for other species, that therefore somehow Darwinian natural selection must work to prevent extinction happening. Nothing of the kind happens. Darwinian natural selection works at the level of the individual organism and its reproductive success. And if, as a consequence of that, that the species does go extinct, that's just tough, that's just too bad. It's very unfortunate, but natural selection has nothing to say about it.
But would it not at least be fair to say that if a rogue kakapo strain had arisen, a mutant strain that was more reproductive, that reproduced faster, and that it therefore its genes tended therefore to fill the genetic pool of the kakapos, i.e. the kakapos as a species began to reproduce that much faster, then they would in all probability have gone extinct because of the conditions in which their species are attempting to live. I shouldn't say attempting to live. The mere fact that this has not happened is the reason that they are with us. If it had happened, they would be with us. Does this not say something?
I don't know that you can be sure you're right, that there would be a tendency to go extinct. If there would, then I think they would have gone extinct, and I think you're right about that, and there's no reason why they shouldn't. That's the point. If it benefits individuals to drive a species extinct, then that's what will happen. That's fundamentally my bottom line. If it benefits individuals to do something whose eventual result is that the species goes extinct, then because it benefits individuals, the species will go extinct.
Right.
Now, as you say, the species hasn't gone extinct yet. My recourse would be to say, well, we don't understand what's going on, which I agree sounds a bit feeble.